Welcome to the Cosmic Current Podcast. Numerologist.com is your number one source for personalized readings, numerology reports, and weekly forecasts that decode the most remarkable and mystifying cosmic events ahead. Enjoy this edition of the Cosmic Current.
Hey guys, welcome back. I'm Nat from natsnumbers.com, and we are here on numerologist.com for the final forecast of 2017. So this month is a really big deal. This is the final month of a one universal year. This year has been a fresh start, a new beginning for all of us. And as we near its closure, we get to decode in this month of December a clue of what energy we need to embrace to be able to hit the ground running in 2018. December, coded within it, is the energy of the four. It's a four universal month. The last time we dealt with this energy was in March of this year. And the four is about building a solid foundation for your life with pragmatism, with work, with effort and focus. This might not sound very exciting, but the ancients revered the number four because it truly is magical. The four is sort of a representation of the four elements, the four directions, the four elements of matter, right? And it allows us to play with the clay of the physical world in a heightened way. So with the four, you get a lot more done than you do without it. And there's something different about December that sets it apart from just the regular four, which still is amazing, right? Getting more done is a fantastic bonus. But December is a 13-4. It's a 13-4 universal month. Why is this important? What makes the 13 different? Why would the intelligence of nature put a 13 right before we enter the new year? Well, in short, the universe, the intelligence of nature knows that you need this message. Persevere and don't give up. That's what the 13 is about. The universe doesn't want you to give up on your new beginning, even when you are faced with challenges. It wants you to keep on building, keep on going, maintain your focus, keep on putting your effort into your new life. And if you do this when you have the 13 on your side, you're going to create a solid foundation for your future. And what do I mean by this? A solid foundation meaning, yeah, you're going to get a lot done like we usually do with the four, but with the 13, you get stuff done that actually matters, that will have a lasting impact on your life. It's a type of productivity where what you get done supports your dreams and sticks with you for the long haul, right? We can put a lot of work and effort into things, and it actually doesn't materialize a solid foundation for our future because it's not the stuff that we really want. So the four is really here to say, yeah, you're going to get a lot done, but it's about getting stuff done that really matters to you. Now, that's good news enough, right? But there's something else that comes with the 13. Some people say that the 13 is a sign of difficulties to come, but that's not accurate. They were just missing the end game. They had to stick with the 13 for just a second longer to realize the gifts that it brings. The 13 is the destroyer of difficulties. Yes, the 13 smokes out and reveals obstacles in our lives, but it does this so that we can use them, so that we can use what we thought was holding us back to catapult us forward, right? It asks you to not give up, but instead to take on the challenge. It's kind of like this, right? We're walking on our path in life to get where we want to go. And we keep running into this obstacle, this boulder, and it's ginormous and it's huge, and there's no way to get around it, right? And a lot of us might try to backtrack and we might try to find a shortcut, but there is no shortcut. And we might try to fight the boulder or push it. It won't budge. No matter how hard we try, there is no way to conquer this boulder, this obstacle. So a lot of us just give up. We give up on continuing our journey. But the 13 shows up And it reminds us to not give up, but it reminds us of something even deeper. It gives us this aha moment where it asks us to embrace the obstacle, to see the obstacle not as a burden or an enemy, but as a gift, right? The obstacle is there to help you, to help transform you. So it's kind of like the 13-4 asks you to learn how to boulder, like learn how to climb. And yeah, you have to develop the arm and the core strength to climb over it. You have to sort of learn the topography of the rock. But once you realize the rock isn't an enemy and you just have to climb it, you get over it pretty fast. And you realize you were literally just feet away this whole time. And by the time you get to the top and then to the other side, you're a changed person. You're stronger. You're even more ready for what you are seeking. Obstacles ignored, they keep you stuck and small. They require nothing from you. But obstacles embraced, they transform you into a stronger version of yourself. A truer version of yourself who can take on what you really want to take on in this new life of yours. So the 13 says the obstacles are showing up so that you can look at them in a new way. Don't give up. You're just an inch away from the new perspective, the new breakthrough that you've been seeking. So in essence, this month shows up. It's placed here specifically to help us embrace what we thought was holding us back, and to give us the persevering spirit that we needed to see and apply our own strength. Here are some things that you might notice. You might have an increased desire to take practical action in your life, action in the physical world. Kind of like feng shuiing your life. You know, maybe moving around or altering things with your diet or your lifestyle, your exercise regimen, maybe changing things in your practical work schedule. And the reason why this is because the 13, it shows up and it says you're literally just like a tiny inch away from that breakthrough. There's just something small in your physical world, in your practical day-to-day schedule, that needs to be shifted or changed so that you can see the obstacle as an incredible gift and an opportunity. You're also going to feel stronger. You're going to feel more resilient. You're going to get up faster if you fall down. And most of all, you're going to find that old, crusty blocks and obstacles and boulders from the past that before just decimated you, they just brought you down. They made you feel so defeated. They're not going to have the same charge that they did before. They're not even going to look the same. You're going to approach them with this new perspective that you can climb. If you get up and get back to embracing the challenge, the results are going to be amazing. A solid foundation for the year to come. I want to hear from you guys, so make sure to comment below and let me know what you think about this coming month, what's on the plate for you. And I will talk with you guys next year in the January forecast. Please make sure to subscribe to the channel, comment and rate it, and let us know how we're doing, and I'll talk with you soon.